Lift Every Voice and Sing is a song that has a lot of meaning for many African Americans. For generations, it's been sung in schools, in churches, and in dozens of recordings and landmark performances. Motown's Kim Weston sang it in front of almost 100,000 people in 1972 at the Watt Stax concert in Los Angeles.
Lift every voice and sing.
Singer Melba Moore released an all-star version with Stevie Wonder, Anita Baker, Dionne Warwick, and others in 1990. And this year, Beyoncé sang it at Coachella. What is it about Lift Every Voice and Sing that speaks to people so much that it's been called the Black National Anthem? NPR's Claudette Lindsay Haberman has the story for our series, American Anthem.
The Morgan State University Choir opens all its concerts with Lift Every Voice and Sing. At the Oxford Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia, the entire congregation rose as one. They sang along, beaming with pride. Eric Conway is the director of the Morgan State University Choir.
What a great way to begin a concert, asking everyone in the audience to actually lift up their voice as well. We all have a voice.
Shannon Patterson was in the audience. She has been singing Lift Every Voice and Sing since she was in elementary school.
We were proud, and so we could lift our voices and sing in spite of the difficulties and the situations.
The song is about transcending those difficulties. The first verse opens with a command to optimism, praise, and freedom. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. The second verse reminds us to never forget the suffering and the obstacles of the past. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod. The third and final stanza is about the challenges of the future. They are to be met with perseverance, courage, faith, and trust in God. Keep us forever in thy path, we pray. Lift Every Voice and Sing was written at a pivotal time in the United States, when Jim Crow was replacing slavery and African Americans were searching for an identity. Author and activist James Weldon Johnson wrote the words as a poem. His brother John set it to music. Two key events led to it first being named the Negro National Anthem. In 1905, Booker T. Washington endorsed it. In 1919, it became the official song of the NAACP. Derek Johnson is the NAACP's president.
It spoke of the history, the dark journey African Americans, and for that matter, many Africans in the diaspora, struggled through to get to a place to have hope.
Here is Kim Weston again from the 1972 concert, Watt Stax.
Full of the hope that the present has brought.
Lift Every Voice and Sing became a rallying cry for black communities, especially in the South. But not just for black communities. Timothy Askew is an English professor at Clark Atlanta University and a scholar of Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Even during days of segregation, there were Southern white churches, people from those churches who wrote to James Weldon Johnson and who said, "We're singing that song you call a black national anthem."
The song spread around the world, Japan, South Africa. Today, Lift Every Voice and Sing is included in nearly 30 different Christian hymnals, both black and white. Even the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has performed it. The entire nation heard lyrics from Lift Every Voice and Sing in 2009 when civil rights leader Reverend Joseph Lawrie gave the benediction at President Barack Obama's first inauguration.
God of our weary years, God of our silent tears.
Shauna Redmond is a professor at UCLA who studies music, race, and politics. She wrote a book on black anthems and says, this one tells us the struggle continues for voting rights, equal education, and against police brutality. When a broader audience hears Lift Every Voice and Sing, they are made aware of those struggles.
It continues to announce that we see this brighter future, that we believe something will change and we will make that possible by marching, by being present, by collectivizing.
The reach of Lift Every Voice and Sing continues to expand. When Beyoncé sang it at Coachella, she knew the mostly white audience didn't know the history of the black national anthem. But, she told Vogue magazine, they understood the feeling it gave them. Claudette Lindsay Haberman, NPR News.
Support for American Anthem comes from Visiting Angels, professional caregivers assisting adults at home in bathing, dressing, meals, and light housework nationwide. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Learn more at 1-800-365-4189. To hear more stories from the American Anthem series, you can go to nprmusic.org.